Hey, what's up, guys? I typically don't make these kinds of videos, but it's a video I feel like I have to make. Now, I've been harassed, and I could care less what words on a screen has to say about me, but it's gotten to a point where now you guys are being harassed, and that's where I draw the line. So I've been falsely accused about something that I did not do. I went to jail for these false accusations, and I was able to get it dismissed and expunged off my record. I got an attorney and he presented all the evidence and information to the prosecutor, which led to the dismissal. Now, I wanted to clear that up because that video is so misleading and they continue to harass me when they know that the case is closed. Now, I understand if you want to be an advocate for domestic violence, but falsely accusing somebody of doing something that they didn't do for your own personal gain is not the way to go about it, because there are real issues out there that people's lives are being affected daily by it. Like I said, this is all for personal gain for the people that are accusing me, but let's go ahead and take a look at what the alleged victim has to say.
I don't feel victimized. Like, I feel like it was just something that happened in my life. Like, I don't feel like a, like, abuse survivor or anything.
But then my friend keeps reading and she's talking about restitution, and I'm like, I'm now starting to feel pretty victimized.
I feel like I don't have to say much on that. You guys saw what the intent and everything behind it, restitution money, personal gain. She had three